Hello, welcome to the Zach Thinks Your podcast. This is not really a podcast episode, but I thought that from the reflection repaired that we shared last week, I wanted to let you guys in on one of our boring meetings. We call them boring meetings because originally I called them like relationship meetings, and Alyssa was like, that's heavy as shit. I don't want to show up to a relationship meeting. And so
state of the relationship.
Yeah. So she just started calling it the boring meeting. And you guys are just going to get to see, we come with a couple bullet points, and it's just like a conversation about what habits, what domestic labor is happening, what mental load's happening, planning and things we have coming up. So yeah, wanted to let you in on what that looks like, kind of the way we talk to each other. But I'm not going to be talking to you guys much, mostly just, yeah. Thanks for joining me here today, Alyssa.
Waffle.
All right. So let's look at the agenda real quick. For Monday the 12th. All right. Yours are all the bullet points under mine.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah. It was 55 degrees on Saturday, and it made me think of spring, and it made me think of all of the spring projects. So that is my brainstorm of all of the spring projects that I would like to get done.
Okay.
And let me tell you, it is just what I think is mostly necessary. It's not like absolutely need to absolutely happen, but like there could be 50 more things. So I did try to only put the things that I think are
necessary. And I know that any other time of the week, like, I'm not going to be able to hear it, so I will be an open listening machine for this hour.
Thanks.
Wow, we started 30 minutes late. So, Ireland trip. I know we previously had a 2-hour time block for the previous week and the week before that and the week before that.
Yeah.
So, what I think we should do is just assign each other some homework.
Well, I think we need to hash out two things before we can move forward with even thinking about
whether to bring it up or not.
Yeah.
Since talking to my parents.
Yeah. So your parents said your dad will come to Ireland if we're all going, us three, me, you, and Everly. And your mom's probably just going to stay home. And since Everly is still pretty young, she won't even be 3 when we go. She'll be almost 3, but not 3. She's not going to remember the trip. So do we really want to bring her?
What was the... My first thought was not to bring her, like, back when we originally heard about this wedding. What was it that inspired you to want to bring her?
I don't think I'm comfortable going overseas for 10 days without her,
But we don't have to be there for 10 days.
I would like to be there for 10 days. I would like to explore Ireland.
So, okay. So it came mostly like the bigger want was like, okay, we're going to Ireland. Let's make a family trip out of it.
Yes.
If that's the case, I don't want to be away from her for 10 days.
Yeah.
Let's figure out how to get her over there.
Yeah. And to the point of, toddlers not remembering trips, how many trips do we actually remember as adults without pictures and videos? So, like, I think
yeah,
having
when
them...
I went to Italy in, like, 8th grade, I kind of remember that.
Yeah. I can barely remember all the times I went to Disney World besides the pictures and videos. So, like, I think having plenty of pictures and videos as a family on our trip is the memory. It's not the actual memory living in our brain, you know?
Yeah.
And I think we've been discovering her as someone who likes to experience different things. So I think she would actually really enjoy it. And every time she sees an airplane now, after talking about how mommy went on an airplane and daddy went on an airplane, she wants to go on an airplane.
She thinks she
wants to go on an airplane. Yeah. So I want.
It sounds like we've actually kind of decided just now that.
I want her to come.
You really still want to come?
I want her to come. Yeah.
Okay.
Will I have moments of being like, "Oh, why did we do this?" Probably, but I think the pictures and videos will be treasured.
Only our experiences of it. And you said that my dad would come as long as
we Yeah. So he said if Everly stayed home and we went, then he would stay home with Joan, sorry, your mom, to take care of her.
Yeah.
Versus if we were all going, then he has no problem traveling versus your mom's a little nervous about traveling.
Yeah.
So he would rather. He's like indifferent, ambivalent, but like if we go, then he
wants to. I feel like I got the 15-minute version of this conversation that you had longer with them on Friday.
We only talked for 5 minutes about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. So I got the longer conversation. Yeah. All right. So you still really want to bring her. The idea that they proposed of having her stay here and not going for a multi-day trip, you still want to have her, you still want to have it be multiple days.
I guess the other question is, does your dad want to join us for all of the days that we're doing stuff, or does he want to join us at the wedding venue?
You know, my dad is down for,
that kind of thing. Well, maybe we should write that question down. I'm going to forget it in 5 minutes.
So the question is, does dad want to
join us for the whole trip? And then the other important thing to note is what days. I already requested days off at work with a plan in my head for which days, but I have not checked in with you about those days. You mean yourself?
Yeah.
So in the calendar, that's right, in the calendar, if we go to July. Also, side note, I think it's serendipitous that our passports came in the mail on the same exact day as the invitation to the wedding in Ireland.
Yeah, that was.
So I was like, huh, that's cool. Let's see. So, my thinking was we were going to leave July 11th through the 23rd open. And that gives us time to pack and unpack and figure things out and travel and enjoy the time. So, I've already asked for those days off. It's almost 2 weeks that I've asked off. The actual wedding is on the 20th, and I was thinking it would be the end of our trip, leaving.
Oh, it's 10th birthday.
Leaving the 22nd. Yeah.
Yeah. So you wanted to end the trip with the wedding rather than starting with the wedding.
Yeah.
Still struggling to wrap my head around that one, but like, I trust the idea behind it. I think I'm afraid that like. We're just going to be tired of like being with her for that many days all together and like traveling. I feel like it's challenging, and to end it on a high note when I feel like we're going to have less energy when we're going to want to have more energy.
See, I want to have more energy to explore, because once you get to the wedding, the mental load is done for you. You just have to be there and be told where to go and what to do, versus when we're traveling and exploring on our own, that requires a lot of planning and thinking up front on our end, which I personally need a lot more energy for, and I need you to also have more energy for that, because I don't want to do it all.
Yeah.
Which is also partially why
I like our 2017 trip.
Yeah, it's also the 2017 trip where I literally had a calendar of the days, how long each thing would take, cut out in paper and rearrange the little papers to make sure our activities all fit in a way that wasn't going to like not work. So, like, I'm not doing that this time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that this time.
You're gonna spill your tea.
I'm getting worked up. Sorry. I'm not doing that this time.
Yeah. It just goes to, I remember I had a disagreement with you about whose idea it was, like who first conceived of going to see the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Oh, it was 100% my idea.
Right. So I was under the impression that I actually might have had that first idea. But I think, one, it doesn't matter. And two, like, the lack of my acknowledgement of the level of effort that you need to put into that was like looking back on it now is like the crazy part for me.
That you had no idea.
I had no idea how much effort required for us to do all the really cool things we did.
It was really cool, wasn't it? Yeah. I did a good job.
Did an amazing job.
Except for the moment that we fought, but that was actually, we were fighting about the mental load that it took to get there and you not enjoying it. Or like,
what was, I don't remember what it was, but we ended the conversation with you being like, well, then maybe you just need to leave.
Yeah.
I think I wanted appreciation for something. I forget what it was that I did or had tried to do. And I was like, I think I was calling you out on your tone or something, maybe. Like, you're frustrated with the situation, or like, maybe it's like planning to, no, this is turning into a mental load video, which we don't need to do. But yeah, that was just a great example of me not appreciating the level of effort and how frustrating it was for you.
Yeah, that was my first taste of
mental
load.
Yeah. Mental overload. Well, the wedding probably.
My mom picked up the reins on that one. I can't really take too much credit.
So coming back to this, you want to end on the wedding. So we need to figure out, I feel like if we did our homework and came back next week with where's a short list of places that we might like to go and our top pick.
Okay.
So like we each have like one thing. I really want to see this thing. And like a couple other things that might look cool. I think if we came back with five possibilities, one, I'll be honest, I don't care that much.
You never do.
Well, so I think part of it was you wanted to also visit Scotland too, because that's kind of some of your origins, right?
Not happening. It's too much.
Okay. You've already looked up stuff.
Oh yeah. I already spent like 3 hours on this.
Yeah. Is there a reason that you love Ireland so much?
It's gorgeous. There are castles. There are rolling fields and sheepies.
I just want to talk with Irish people so I can practice and learn an Irish accent.
Well, you should reach out to your cousin about that.
That might be part of my homework. Finding out about some maybe Irish traditions or things that they do that are odd from over here that we can partake in, like an event or something.
I imagine because the landscape is so different. Like, we live in a very forested area and they have rolling hills and open fields and stuff, and just want to like go on a horse and ride and just keep riding and riding and riding.
Sounds like we need to have a horseback riding experience for you and help you ever.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't even know if that's a thing. But at least like a carriage ride. Mm-hmm. All right. I like that. Five things each with a top pick.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. I think my research will get me excited about it.
Yeah. Can you please write those things down?
Yeah. That was, I kind of already actually did. Let's create some homework so
Now I'll write down the homework. Thank you.
I think the other reason I like this assignment is because I'm lacking the care forcing me to have a favorite. It's almost like it forces me to not be the default almost, because this could really easily, there's a lot of things could really easily default to you owning, because I'm like, yeah, I'll go with the flow. I don't care. But I think forcing me to have something that I want to care about is good for me, for us, for it. Mm-hmm. All right.
and to recognize that there is no flow unless you go to something that's curated. There is no flow.
The flow, I mean, the flow is wherever we have our hotel and like walk around the blocks of it. That's the default flow.
Or watching boring TV. As fuck.
Yeah. Okay. I think we kind of actually came to the conclusion. So state of social media and sharing messages. I think the initial aspects of it have subsided. I think the podcast episode we did last week was of like the reflection on repair was really valuable for people that actually listened to the 27 minute thing. Mm-hmm. So what I would say is I will be inviting you probably once or maybe even twice weekly to things. I really like the idea of this sharing boring meeting. We'll see what kind of feedback it gets, if it was valuable. And I think what I want to be careful of is that I'm not contextualizing your experience of it as like me putting you down.
Putting me down how?
One of the things I'm thinking is like you just getting used to delivering a message in almost a similar way that I do, which I don't think you actually need to. I think there's a lot of power in the way that you're doing the videos that are very not me.
Yeah.
And obviously I think some of the messages that you wanted to share, a lot of my audience might not be ready for. I invite you to do those things and you don't let me stop you. And for the things we collaborate on, I'm thinking I'll invite you to join in on. And you'll always be at a state of, there'll always be scripts that I can do my own role playing for. So like, you don't ever have to feel the pressure of like disappointing me.
Yeah, what we decided today is you're just going to take the leap.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable future.
Yeah, because my original intention was to practice what I've been calling channeling on camera, and you jumped to when are you going to post it to Instagram?
I forgot about that.
And I just was like, oh, I'm just going to trust that you're holding me to my highest self. So
I did.
Yeah. And
I am. We are.
Okay.
I think I wrote this a couple of days ago before we'd actually figured out some of these things. So
okay.
I'm just touching base again.
All right. Well, so I'm still going to do that. And I'm going to share it privately with friends and with you. And we'll go from there.
Now you got 4,000 followers.
Whoops.
Let's see. Time on early Saturdays. So office, I did some of these things with the office building. Thank you for giving me the space and time to work on my office this weekend. That was huge.
Yeah. I want to paint the wall behind it and figure out the artwork. If it is going to be artwork or if it's going to be wood paneling, like I've showed you pictures of in the past, and wood paneling in like an accent light. Mm-hmm. I think an accent light would be sick. Like shining up on the wood paneling and you can adjust the color to whatever you want it to be.
Well, you got me the LEDs, right?
Like a color. Oh, yeah, I already got you those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I already did that.
So smart.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to settle into, like, the space as it is, and I anticipate you're going to keep throwing ideas my way.
I want to paint the back wall and do the wood paneling. It's not done.
Okay.
The vision is 50% complete.
When do you want to do that?
When do you want to put it in the calendar?
So it could be, what color did you want to do? You decide.
Dark. A dark color. I need to get some samples, because I'm undecided exactly.
It's going to be earthy.
It's going to be manly.
What does that mean?
I don't know. So your shelves and cabinets are dark.
Yeah.
The theme of it was like it's going to be a dark wall, dark cabinets, and then the bright wood paneling where you're going to be standing. And the idea of it is like it, your presence has popped out standing in front of like the bright wood paneling, and then the rest is dark. I showed you a bunch of the aesthetics that I was looking at. That's like a thing now.
Really resisting this one. So do you think you'll end up painting the whole wall?
The wall behind your cabinets? Yeah.
Okay. That's probably a, 3-5 hour job? 2 coats?
One coat with the marquee paint and to cut in the edges will take an hour.
Sounds like a Saturday morning project.
And then the rolling won't take that long at all.
Agreed though, it's like Saturday or Sunday morning project. Can we reassess with some color options in the next 2 weeks? It seems like you would like to take the lead on the color choice, and I get to choose, but like you'll look at the options.
I'll choose some samples and you can choose the final color.
Okay, yeah, because some it's gonna end up lime green.
Yeah, no, you're gonna choose like violet.
Yeah, purple person, can I say. By the way, I'm starting to notice that I am being slightly more funny than I think I might normally be in these for the entertainment of people listening right now. I'm not normally trying to be funny at all, but I feel like I'm being a little bit more animated.
Don't boop me.
Let's see. So the other thought, maybe once this is done, so I've been talking with the publishers, talking with agents. I really want to get back to writing the book that I started in.
Hang on, back up.
It's part of this.
Put for the next meeting.
Okay.
To plan a date. Down here, next meeting. Notes. For next time. Is that what that's for?
No.
Oh.
I just keep writing on top of things. So it said next meeting up top, and then I wrote over it. All right.
Then highlight it like the homework.
Yeah. So it's good.
Or else there's no existence of it.
Yep. What were you going to say? Choose a date?
Yeah. I need time to go to the store and get the samples and such and put up your curtains and order wood panels, unless the store has them. I know you don't like that idea, but until you see it, you just need to look at the pictures again. And you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember now your vision.
So yeah, along with that, I'm thinking maybe once the office is done, I really like the idea of like waking up before the sun comes up on Saturdays and like doing stuff.
Okay.
I really like the idea of like writing being like 2 long periods a week.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, and this will lead into the next item, is I like the idea of 2, maybe 3 times a week is I get to like not be accountable for the morning routine so that I can like start at like 5 a.m. and go till 9, 10, 11 or something. More likely 1 or 2, but it would be sick if I could do 3, but like end my day early. And then I'm realizing I'm throwing these things out there waiting for you to nod your head and say yes, but there's no actual request behind it.
I don't like that idea for weekdays, for Monday through Thursday.
Saturday morning, though, possibly. And I also like the, I don't know if you're still up for it. I imagine you would be. Would you like to still do yoga Saturdays, late morning?
Yeah.
That feels like a good cutoff.
Yeah. I mean, could you do that Friday and Saturday morning? I'm fine with Friday mornings up until 9 a.m. workable for you? I mean, we could swap responsibilities for Friday.
One thought is, because I know like cleaning gets a lot more done on Friday mornings, it's like more work is going
to
end up on
wanted to talk about our cleaning routine.
Yeah.
About the idea of like just doing a weekly deep clean dance party.
I'm glad you're adding dance party, because
Well, I'm
deep
on a,
clean is
deep
like,
clean with like with pumping heart. Music. And yeah. We dance around with our cleaning supplies. Historically, that's been on Sundays, but I feel like our weekends have just been so choppy recently with different activities and things.
So
what were we talking about before that? Oh yeah, your mornings. Saturday mornings are fine, and then we'll swap when it's time for my yoga.
And I feel like when you, I feel like, how often is it that you're working with Joy on Sundays and gone?
Once a month.
Once a month, okay.
And occasionally it's on a Saturday.
On a Saturday, okay. To make sure we're having like equality around that. Are there things you would like to be doing on Saturdays once you go to yoga? Like, I mean, if I'm getting the first couple hours of the day, like, is there something you want to be doing?
Depends. So, like, next week or two, I want to finish the guest room. So, I will need time to paint and put up the... I need your help with the light, and that's it.
Yeah. I almost did that the other day, and I cracked it open, and I was like, okay, there's a little bit more to this than I thought. If you notice, the light is down.
Yeah, I think it looks more complicated than it is. There are two obvious screws.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Okay, so, back up. Saturday mornings are fine. My only concern about Friday mornings switching responsibilities is how my job likes to have last minute things Friday morning.
That was my understanding of Friday mornings.
Yeah, versus like Friday, but like Fridays are like such a toss up for my job because either it's wicked busy in the morning or it's really busy in the afternoon. I try to...
By when do you usually know that?
I mean...
Until the time hits.
Sometimes I don't know that until, like, the night before.
Okay.
Or the day before. It's usually the day before I'll know that.
Okay. I don't... I think... I like the... I would love to have mornings. And... I think if I just knew what's the play call... Melissa, for tomorrow, and then you say, I need tomorrow morning, versus you're like, nope, I think I should be good for Friday morning, you're good to go. Like, I think if we have like a check-in Thursday, mid-late day, so I know how to prepare.
Will you be in charge of that?
Yeah. And if
I'm going to forget.
Right. And if I don't check in, if I don't know, it'll default to the way it's been going, which is I manage the mornings till... So if I fail to check in and find out what that is, I can't ask you Friday morning,
yeah.
Hey, what's the status?
Yeah,
so
that works. But you have to be in charge of it. I'm not going to remember.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, that'll get me excited. And we have the default punishment is, it's not punishment because it's our current routine. I just don't like it.
I really don't like it. Okay.
Wait, let me just write this down. So, Thursdays.
Spring is coming.
Hold on, let me finish my thought.
I can hear the birdies singing. Spring is coming.
I can't finish my sentence. Thursday, Zach was ridiculous about Friday status. Default, if I forget, defaults to the current situation. What percentage of the time, so I mean, that would be exciting for me. What percentage of the time should I be prepared for it to be the way that it is? 50?
It's not very often, but when it does happen, I absolutely need the time. Like last week.
Yeah, because I remember there's been a handful of times and I'm like, I got it here. Like, what are you doing out here?
I'd say 90% of the time I don't need it.
Okay.
However, when I do need it, I need it.
Gotcha.
So I guess flexibility is what I need.
Okay. So Saturdays are mine till yoga time.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Let's see. It's on the calendar real quick. Came real close to just asking you when is that? Are they still in there? Yeah, yoga is 11:45.
Midday.
What do you like the idea of for around that time?
What do you mean?
Like 11 o'clock, is that
the time? Yeah, it starts at 11:45, so I need to leave by 11:15.
Does it work for, like, I'll come out of my cave at 11? 11?
Sure, yeah.
And the expectation, I mean, I would say put it in the unicorn space sort of language and stuff, as she recommends, like, kind of scorekeeping, like, how many hours did you get if you're a unicorn space? Still, it's almost kind of part of my job, but also kind of not part of my job. My thought is we usually wake up 8-ish on Saturdays typically. So it's pretty much
all over the place recently.
It's between 8 to like almost 9. So it's pretty much I'm getting like 2 to 3 hours ish. So I think we should make sure you're getting 2 to 3 hours from yoga time.
Yoga doesn't take 2 to 3 hours.
Right. So like there, the expectation I'll have is that, let's say until 1 or 2, is that I'll expect to be solo until 2 or 3 o'clock.
Evens out with my...
It's part of your golden thread following. Oh, you think it evens out with joy stuff?
Yeah, and my calls with Kate and...
Yeah. But that's usually when Ev goes down. Almost doesn't seem fair.
Well, there will be plenty of other things. Once we talk about the other things, about what I want to happen outside, especially around garden boxes.
That's very much your unicorn space?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been sorely missing my garden boxes.
Oh boy.
They're just a lot easier to work with than this terrible, terrible ground. It's full of whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
I think it's book written.
Okay.
And it's going to be because of Fridays and Saturdays.
All right.
All right. I just want to acknowledge, Tom, you don't have any. It didn't look like. There's nothing on my calendar. Do you have anything? It is 12 o'clock, by the way. Next is ideal morning routine. So I feel like some adjustments, because Aspen's not here anymore. I feel like that and the coffee pot were like really the staples
of what you did.
Yeah. And I think a huge part of it is because like we've acknowledged multiple times that like sometimes it doesn't make sense for me to feed the cats when you're still sleeping because they're going to bug you in an hour or two. So I don't want to have this be a totally open-ended question, but like for the ideal morning routine for cats, goats, and if I'm getting up early.
Oh, ideal?
Yeah.
Ideal?
Yeah, what's ideal?
Ideal is I take care of the cats and the goats. And I get everybody dressed and ready.
And on school days, I'll get lunch ready. It doesn't leave much for me. And we're not doing I bring you coffee or espresso.
No, I don't want to create that expectation.
Okay.
Because then I'll be like, where's my coffee? Excuse me, I want to get up now.
I can't wake up until you brought me my espresso.
Yeah, that's just a breeding ground for...
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you? I really like going out to the barn in the morning.
I feel like it always has seemed like not a favor them doing you, but like a favor I'm doing by like taking the hit of going out into the cold and opening up the goats. But sounds like I wouldn't have brought this up unless the past like couple days you've seemed to be almost rejuvenated by like.
Well, it hasn't been that cold. You know, when it's below 20 degrees is a different story.
So, all right. So ideal, you're saying, is you manage the cats and the goats. Is it almost like a stipulation of the temperature change is like, then it will be Zach's responsibility?
Oh, if it's like below 20 degrees and everything is frozen, then it like hurts your face to go outside.
At which point I will just take my shirt off and that'll be that turns into my morning cold shower.
Yeah.
Furthermore, all right, so is it we're looking at the weather and or is it I'm looking at the I feel like a lot of I'm working on going back to my early morning routine.
Yes. I noticed.
So is the question I'm having is I'll look at the temperature and be like, oh, it's below 20 on my the app I usually look at for this hour. I'll go do it. If it's above 20, there will be above 20 in the
or
next hour.
How about this? How about this? Since it's really important to me to get everybody to school on time, on school mornings, if I am not awake by 7 o'clock, then you do the goats.
If you're not awake by 7 o'clock, I do the goats. Okay. If Alyssa is...
No, I'm not saying I never want you to bring me espresso. So maybe if, like, I'm not awake by 7, you can bring me an espresso.
Okay.
Because I really do enjoy that.
Yeah.
Being taken care of sometimes.
If Alyssa's not awake by 7.
Yeah, that's ideal.
I got the goats. Or if it's below 20. Because, I mean, I've been liking my cold showers, and I feel like that feels very much like an equivalent if I just go out there without my shirt on when it's that cold. It doesn't feel that equivalent. Bless you. When it's been in the...
Yeah, if it's not cold.
Yeah. I mean, 40 is still cold. You wouldn't wear just a t-shirt out there. But, yeah, it's not the shiver my body craves.
Does your body crave it?
No. My ego. It's 100% my ego. I think I just see so many good people. Like, even Kristen Bell was talking about how she, like, needs her daily cold plunge. And I was like, damn, just it's good stuff. And I've read enough books now that talk about it and people sharing the positive experience they've had with it that I'm like, I feel like I just have a metaphor for life every time that I'm going through it. I'm like, okay, what's the hard thing that this is harder than?
Okay.
No, yeah, it's definitely my ego. Babysitter, we need someone so that, because I feel super guilty asking your mom all the time and or my parents. I keep thinking that there's some kind of network we can plug into or something that I can ask daycare when I pick up one day and be like, hey, if you had to find a babysitter, who would you go to or where would you go to find a list? Or is it like literally you just have to like ask around the friggin' neighborhood? Like, that's what I don't know. And I feel like there's just more things we could and or might want to be doing, like hanging out without Everly, like after 8 or something. I just want at least someone on call that, like, a week ahead of time, we might be able to say, hey, would you be available for Saturday night? And already have, like, things put in place. The other thing, since listening to one of the Time to Lean podcasts, was like they're talking about how a handful of people just like have a neighbor or an aunt or someone that lives nearby that, like, once the kid is down, like, they're just hanging out on their couch, like, and that's babysitting. They're just like on standby and like being like an adult in the home, mm-hmm. while the kid's there,
mm-hmm.
But no, like, active duty really doing much. And I'm wondering,
this is hard for me to think about only because I, like, need to go to bed at 9. So, like, she goes to bed at 8 and then I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed now.
Except for the fact that you're never actually asleep by 9.
Yes, I am.
Maybe super recently, but not historically.
Historically, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I don't know any better because 75%
of the time.
Past couple months, I guess I've been doing my, like, courses and stuff.
Right?
Uh-huh. So, okay. I'm off base there, you're right.
I understand what you're saying for the off chance that we need someone.
Like if we want to go out dancing in Boston with the Asians.
Yeah, and I think the reason why I haven't had a feeling like we need to have someone besides our parents is because it's so rare that we do that. But as the days get longer and I naturally stay up longer, I think we can discuss that. At the library, there was a poster for like a mom's group thing. So maybe it could.
Mom's group thing?
Yeah, and then there are also like Facebook groups.
Find your village. those are not the moms that you're finding. You'll find one that'll grab to you.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe. Not the point. The point is they might have a babysitter that they really trust. Or there are also like mom's Facebook groups for like certain areas. And they might have some good thoughts, or there might already be a post about it with recommendations. So I feel really uncomfortable with that idea.
Getting another babysitter.
Yeah, I just feel uncomfortable with that idea.
I do too.
Okay, well, then why do we need...
Because comfort is not the goal.
When it comes to our child...
Structure and systems are.
When it comes to our child, I think comfort in our choices is important. It has to do with our, you know, instincts.
Yeah, do you remember what was uncomfortable a year ago? Sending her to daycare.
But, like, it felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah, this also feels like the right thing to do.
Not to me.
Is to have someone other than your mom. That's a lot on your mom.
How often do we ask?
I don't know. Like, I feel like once or twice a month.
All right. What if we talk about the fact that she's here twice a month for babysitting on Fridays? What if it was a, you know, stay a couple hours later so we can do something?
Oh, I still think it's good to have a backup. I feel like almost like a marketing system, all of your leads coming from one place is dangerous. Like, I don't like the idea that we only have one source. Well, two, but like one single person source of childcare when we need it. That feels uncomfortable more so than finding someone that we could hire and build a relationship with that we trust that we could use here and there if we wanted to. We don't ask that often, I think, because we don't have that. Give me like the stare of death right now. I don't like it.
This is a loaded question.
All right, well, maybe this isn't like super important. It's more just like something I would like for us to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Could I invite you to a homework for this week is just you like take a look at that discomfort a little closer.
Can we move on now?
Yes. Our weekly cleaning dance party.
I'm not excited anymore. Burst my bubble with the uncomfortable babysitter.
We have some good epiphanies about it this week, I'll bet. All right, weekly cleaning.
It's easier to do when Aurelia's not here, but I don't want it to cut into our working time.
Yeah, same. Seems like if we had a list of things that get done generally Sunday morning, either while she ends up watching an uncomfortable amount of screen time anyway, and we were vacuuming around her and cleaning stuff. Does it feel like a short or a long list of things that you wish were getting done on a weekly basis? I've been generally happy with all this ad hoc cleaning rather than timely, but I'm getting that it's not working for you.
Yeah,
so.
It never has. It stresses me out. Yep. And you keep saying, well, why don't we delegate someone to do the floors? And I just don't like that idea.
I've said that like once in the past month.
It's just this idea of delegating every single chore. And when cleaning, I tend to just do a big burst of, all right, let's clean.
I'm always caught off guard by it. Like, I guess, I mean, this morning I was somewhat in a little bit of that. But yeah, if I knew it was coming, I would be much more up for it and ready to do it. And shall we build a list together right now? And we'll plan to execute next Sunday morning.
It can't be on Sundays. It can't be on Sundays because our weekends are too choppy. We have things here and there peppered in. It's besides Saturday mornings being off limits. I do not want to schedule another off limits time. That the weekend has to stay open and flexible.
What about a certain day of the week when she comes home from school?
And I think that if we're going to do it during time that you're working, I'd rather do it not when she's not here. Because it'll take 4 hours when she's here versus an hour and a half when she's not here. Like, if it's done weekly, it's just, yeah, it only takes like an hour and a half-ish.
All right. Do we want to create a list together right now?
What? No, I do not want to create a list right now.
I said we, so I was saying I could create the top of it. You can add things to as I'm saying them. All right.
I'm bored. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
All right. Do you want to talk about your unicorn space? And we can come back next week and I'll create the list of what you think the cleaning is. Disturbingly short for you. I don't think it'll be that bad.
I mean, there are things that happen almost every day, things that happen weekly, and then the occasional one-off thing that like needs to be captured somehow. So like window washing. That happens like twice a year. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like this list has to have everything, including a schedule of when these one-off things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's like the ideal. So like, my mind does not want to go there right now.
Okay.
Right. And there are plenty of resources online, people who have already made.
Zach, to create a list. Why don't you, no. / find a list.
Yeah. Just look one up.
Of weekly, of scheduled maintenance until next week.
Yes, please.
Okay. Do you have energy to talk about all the things you're excited about? Are you still excited about them?
Yeah. The only issue is most of them require money. So, but like, they're maintenance things, so.
Garden boxes built, fencing around the barn, unit 2 lease ending, email item to discuss, need to fix drywall in the second unit closet, schedule hours. Thoughts on securing state funding for fixing rotting porches.
The joys of home ownership.
Are you, when you say secure state funding, is that a thing you know exists?
Yeah. However, it would be like an interest-free, stop biting your nails. Thank you. It would be an interest-free loan.
Would you please start using like traveler's mugs? You spill everywhere, woman.
I didn't actually
spill. You came real close. I watched it touch that lip. State funding.
There are interest-free loans that have a certain payback time and or funding for like small business landlords who want to continue to provide like not low income housing, but like affordable housing, like in the billions for the state. So like there's plenty of funding.
Oh.
Okay. And I don't know how else we're going to do capital expenses, like what that 150-year-old house needs. We need to do the roof, the porches that are falling apart, and probably really not safe. And the Fieldstone repointing.
You don't think they're safe?
Have you actually studied underneath the porch that, like, you go into the basement?
Yeah.
Have you looked at it? Have you looked up at the way that it is being held up right now?
Yeah, I think there's a surprising amount on one post, but, like, it's been like that. It doesn't look like anything's, like, eroding or rotting under there. You disagree?
And my shocked face tells you I disagree. The main support beam is a bunch of pieces of wood nailed together. It's not a support beam.
Wait, are we talking about next to the basement?
Yeah. The one where I'm like, yeah, so probably not more than 3 or 4 people should be out here at a time.
Right.
It's not safe. And it seriously needs to be repainted. It's really bad. But that's why I haven't repainted it, because I'm like, I don't want to waste my time painting this thing that's just going to fall down someday unless we do something about it. And then, obviously, you know the state of the front porch, and then the roof needs to be done. Not the slate, but the other rubber roof, and then the basement, which you know about. But we do not have time to repoint that basement. We just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then from the outside, the brick needs to be repointed too. All of that mortar is just sand. So obviously those are all like high ticket things, and they need to be done. And we, yeah, so I'm gonna look into that $1 billion state funding for housing costs. Great thing about it is that takes care of Winthrop, but it doesn't take care of this house. This house also needs maintenance.
Oh, leaves out of gutters, schedule, pool opening date, pool guy schedule far in advance. Driveway needs to be patched and sealed. I think I did that with my dad. What goes into it?
Yeah. Busier you get, the more I'm like, I'm just going to hire these things because of the time that it takes for things isn't really worth it at this time.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm looking for your okay with getting some quotes and, yeah, getting some quotes for the gutter. Leaf removal, and then the driveway. And there's a bunch of other things that I really want to do or that need to be done, like...
Hire Zach for... He's up... Have you seen him on their roof? I've seen him on the ladder doing stuff all the time, so...
Alright, well, we can run it by him.
Seems pretty comfortable on the ladder.
Okay, can you write down... I do want to hire professionals for the driveway, though.
Okay.
Our driveway is... We need to take care of that pavement because it's going to be really expensive to have it redone. Like $20,000, at least. So to just take care of it for a few thousand here and there, I'd rather just take care of it. And there are some significant cracks.
Let's see. You said pool guys... schedule that. I mean, well, we opened up in what, May? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, Memorial Day is when it was like the sweet spot last year. We did a little sooner than Memorial Day last year in April. And then a bunch of spring stuff from the trees got in the water, and that wasn't fun to clean every morning. Yeah, that becomes part of the morning routine with the goats, is turning on the filter and cleaning the basket and skimming the top, making sure there's chlorine in the chlorinator, which I do enjoy doing those things when I have time. But anyway, yeah, that just needs to be scheduled because they will be busy. Yeah, my focus is starting to drop. I don't I can't talk about these things.
It's literally anymore. The last one.
So we barely talked about the first one, so.
Oh, the Winthrop stuff?
No. The I want garden boxes stuff.
Yeah. Is there a way we could go about that with materials we already have? And or is there a way I could have fun with a chainsaw?
No. Not with a chainsaw. The rough sawn boards, how many do we have? Like, I have no idea how much we have.
I guess maybe a dozen.
Would that make the siding for, like, one or two garden boxes?
Yep, I think so.
Two?
Can I make them simple, kind of like at your parents' house? Less complex, like
the
ones we did at Winthrop.
How are the ones complex at Winthrop?
There's like a frame to them, and then you put the boards over the frame, versus your parents just like, there's no frame to it really. Unless there's something I'm missing from the inside, but it looks like it's much more simply done.
I forget what the frame is. I thought it was just four posts, and then you put the boards on it. Or six posts.
Who knows? There's a little bit more to that. It's like, the long one is a piece of wood, one in the middle, and then you put those long ones over it. So that's your frame, and then you put the long ones over it.
I don't know what you're saying. I would like it to be built well.
Okay.
However, I also, the place where I want them to go, to have at least two of them, is in front of the barn. So, like, we would need to talk about my idea for fencing for the barn, which I want to be the white, just wood painted white, but like posts with like two, I don't know, like 4 feet tall. Not very tall. It's just for the goats.
I'm not sure the white things you're talking about sound expensive though.
No, it's just boards. Like, I don't know what it would be. Like 1x6s? Well, no, 1x4s. 2x4s. I would have to look at the actual lumber to say, like, yeah, use the, it would be a 4x4 for each post dug into the ground and then concreted. And then the actual, like, fence part would be, like, 1x4s, I think.
Yeah, you might have to draw us out.
But it takes time and lumber. So, and I don't really think we want to hire somebody for that because they're going to charge way too much.
Definitely sounds like something we can do. In reality, when do you think they could be built? Like, when do you think is the ground going to be manageable enough for us to do that?
We probably want to rent an auger. So,
what's an auger?
Like a thing that drills down into the ground so you don't have to shovel. It's like a hydraulic machine you can rent.
Oh.
Or we can talk to our neighbor Ryan, who probably has something. But I don't know, probably April.
Okay. Why did it feel important to talk about?
Because it's spring and I need to start planting my garden boxes and start my seeds, and I need to know, will I have garden boxes?
Yeah. I understand your question. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, those will happen, and we'll check in again in March about, like, the more of the how. It sounds like you needed an if, and then it'll be a how, and then later in the March will be a when.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Or just keep it alive in the list. Okay, and then the only other thing I need to talk about is, when am I painting the guest room?
Comes.
Yeah, which is soon.
How do you feel about something
coming there? I'm so bored.
What, next Sunday?
Sure. Oh, do we have the 19th off? President's Day?
Do we have the 19th
off? Do I have the 19th off?
Slash, do we not have daycare for the day is the other question.
Pretty sure. Can you put the painting in the calendar since you're right there?
Yep. The white bureau with my clothes in it that's currently in there. You'd said to recommend you didn't want necessarily to have my clothes living in that room.
I think that's going up in our walk-in closet. I don't want it in that room.
Even the mushrooms in that closet? Okay. Yeah, we'll get it up there sometime. Alright.
Yep, that was boring.
I'll tell you what, I will give, if you watch all the way to the end, I will give a free 1 hour coaching session to anyone that is hearing this invitation right now. Just say, I listened to your whole podcast. I'm taking you up on your offer. If you actually gave us the time of the day to listen to this whole thing, free coaching session. Those are currently priced at $175. Coupon code FREE free. Enjoy. It'll be a miracle if anyone actually listens to it. That was sufficiently boring.
It was sufficiently boring, but these are the things we need to talk about, or else we just kind of blow up over them later.
Yeah. I'm really curious how the audio came out. We'll find out.
Okay, we have homework now.
Yep. Not looking forward to it. It's boring.
So boring.